This is De Bello Gallico, Book 5, Chapter 27. So start with the name Gaius Arpineus. So Gaius Arpineus, Eques Romanus, a Roman equestrian, so a Roman of equestrian status, familiaris Quintituri, a personal friend of Quintus Titurius. Mititur is sent ad eos to them, loquendi causa, for the sake of conversation, for the purpose of a conference, at Quintus Junius, and quidam, a certain Quintus Junius, ex Hispania, from Spain, quiam ante, who already before, missu Caesarus by the sending of Caesar, consuerat, had been accustomed, venitare, to go ad ambiorigem, to Ambiorix, apud quos Ambiorix, and among whom Ambiorix locutus est, spoke ad hunc modum, in this way. Okay, so this is what he is going to do. That confitiere, that he confessed that he pro caesaris in se beneficiis plurimum ei debare, that in return for Caesar's favored in say towards himself, owed very much to him. Okay, so he confessed that he, Ambiorix, in return for Caesar's favor toward himself, owed very much to Caesar. Quod eius opera, because by his effort or by his work, liberatus esset, he had been freed, stipuendio, from tribute, from paying tribute, quod aduatucis finitimi suis pendere consuesset, which to the aduatuci, his neighbors, he had been accustomed to pay, quodque ei, and because to him, et filiis, et filius fratris, both his son and his brother's son, remissi essent, had been sent back ab Caesare by Caesar, quos aduatuci obsidum numero missos ab hutse in servitute ad catenis tenuisit, whom having been sent in the number of hostages, the aduatuci tenuisit had held apud se among themselves in servitute, in slavery, et catenas, and chains. All right, so to get back into translate again. So Gaius Arpineus, a Roman equestrian, a personal friend of Quintus Titurius, is sent to them for the purpose of a conference, and a certain Quintus Junius from Spain, who already before, by the sending of Caesar, had been accustomed to go to Ambiorix, and among them, among whom Ambiorix spoke in this way, that he confessed that he, in return for Caesar's favors towards himself, owed much to him, because by his effort he had been freed from paying tribute, which to the aduatuci, his neighbors, he had been accustomed to pay, and because to him, both his son and his brother's son, by Caesar, had been sent back, whom having been sent in the number of hostages, the aduatuci had held among themselves in slavery and in chains. Okay, so the next audiobook will pick up and finish through line 14.